Welcome to Selfish Confidence, a place where we can connect and be real about how hard it is to be your damn self. I'm your host, Jess, and my goal is to help you build confidence and belief in yourself to live any life path you want, even if it's unconventional. It's time to break down those barriers and connect with women who've also felt on the outside by their life choices. We're encouraging you to grab the mic and speak your truth. I know it can be scary, but we're in this together. We got this. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, good morning. Happy Motivation Tuesday today, because yesterday was a long weekend and my wedding anniversary, so I took the day off to spend time with my husband. And I'm not even gonna lie to you, because I never lie to you. Why do people say that? We spent the day eating snacks and catching up on MasterChef. It was nothing special or exciting in any way to celebrate our anniversary, but for us, we just really wanted to chill out. And so we got a bunch of snacks and we really chilled out. Just hung out, caught up on all the MasterChef. Are you watching MasterChef? If so, send me a message. Let's chat about it. Who do you think is going to win? And just relaxed. Went out, we got some breakfast and things like that. But for the most part, it was the most relaxing day. We actually ended it with Glenn took a bath and then I took a bath and then we went to bed. And it was just like a beautiful way to celebrate 7 years of marriage together. We are old. We have been old, I think, like an old married couple from the day we got married. So we're just rolling with it. And that's just kind of how we enjoy it. And honestly, I love spending that quality time with him, relaxing and just hanging out like we normally would. And I think, honestly, if you would ever ask me, like, what's the key to a successful marriage? And I laugh saying that because I just think it's funny when people ask that question, would be to have fun together and relax, enjoy every day and celebrate those moments every single day. Because honestly, like if we were to watch MasterChef on a Wednesday night, that would be just as special to me as our anniversary. And every day feels like a celebration. I don't even know where that came from and why I started with that, but somebody needs to hear that today. And if that's you, send me a message, because believe me, if you treat every day as special as you would your anniversary, and I'm not talking rose petals and fancy hotel rooms, I'm talking small things that you can do every single day, it's going to make a huge difference. So that being said, I am feeling a lot of emotions today on this Tuesday morning, and I don't know if it's coming off of the weekend and we had some drinks and some treats and lots of sugar, and sometimes that can affect my anxiety, but today I'm just feeling anxious and fearful and very emotional. And I don't know if those are my emotions or if they're someone else's, because I am an empath. I do pick up on everybody else's emotions, which can be really annoying and also really special. I did have a few clients reach out with their anxiety too, so that could be it as well, but there's just something in the air today, and if you're feeling it, maybe it's the back to school energy, maybe it's the long weekend energy. I am with you. I feel it is just a heavy, heavy season and a heavy day, and so I'm sending you some extra love today. I'm actually wearing my glasses if you're watching live. I do not wear glasses anymore. I got laser eye surgery, I don't even know, 4 or 5 years ago now. And sometimes these glasses just help me to have a mask for the energy that can come from the other side of the camera. So that's why I'm wearing my glasses today. But I tell you these things and I tell you about the struggles that I'm having and, you know, anything that's going on my plate, because I never want you to come to my page and think, oh, I can't do what Jess is doing. I can't do that. I can't go live. I can't do blah, blah, blah. Insert the thing that we've been telling ourselves for years about what we can't do for some reason. I tell you those things because I want to be relatable in the sense that you know that this isn't easy for me. Coming on live today definitely was not easy for me, and I know it sounds that way. Honestly, put a mic in front of me and I'm ready to go anytime, but I'm probably pooping my pants while I'm doing it. I'm so nervous and anxious all the time. I went on a singles beer crawl on the weekend, not single, as you heard earlier, celebrating 7 years of marriage. We're very happy. But I went as kind of like a chaperone, is what I was telling people, but I wasn't. It was for like to help make people more comfortable and ease into it. Honestly, I don't think anyone needed me there at all. They were so chill. I was the most nervous person there, and I was not there for love. And being in a room of people who were getting out of their comfort zones and stepping into something more and being vulnerable just to go on a singles beer crawl and meet people was just like eye-opening for me. That was proof to me that someone took the step and cared enough about relationships, cared enough about their future, cared about, you know, themselves in a way that we often don't do, right? Because it's easier to stay comfortable. It's easier to stay in that job that you hate. It's easier to lock yourself in the house and never go outside ever again. Believe me, I've been there. I've been there so many times. And today, especially, I did not want to step into this and even share just like the feelings that I'm feeling today. But I do it because you need to know what's possible. I want you to look at me as an example of something that you could be doing, because 100% you could be. One thing that I'm working with my coach on is the belief in myself. And you'll hear about that a little bit on Thursday's episode, where I have recorded one that we're really excited to share and just kind of talk about her story, but also what she's working with me on. And the big piece of that is the belief in myself, because I struggle with that piece. I got ideas. I can show up with ideas for days, but it can be really hard sometimes to execute those ideas and to show up in a confident way, right? We know that. That's why you're listening to this podcast. That's probably why you're on live. You need a little confidence boost today as we go into, you know, maybe a shorter week. But sometimes those shorter weeks feel longer and harder, especially with that energy that we're feeling today. So I am with you, but I challenge you as you come into this time. I saw a post the other day about everyone talks about the hustle culture at the end of the year, right? And how it can be a bad thing. And I get it. I'm not a hustle kind of coach. I take things slow. I go at my own pace. And sometimes that can be too much. My pace can sometimes be too fast, but you get to choose it. You don't have to jump into this year and go crazy, but I challenge you to jump into this end of the year with some kind of idea and direction so that you're getting somewhere before the end of the year. There's something about this new vibe that comes with September that gets you excited to take action in your life. So all you have to figure out is one small thing, one thing that you can take action on today. And that's what I'm working with my girls on the sisterhood. We actually kick off tomorrow is our first day of the sisterhood. This is a 5-week confidence boosting program that's going to help you through self-discovery and help you to really navigate what it is that you want. Because the biggest thing that I've noticed in this last year, as we come up into almost the end of the year of confidence, is that figuring out what I wanted was the first key to success. I didn't know a year ago that I'd be here. I didn't know a year ago that I'd have a podcast. I didn't know a year ago that I would have left my job and left all my freelance things behind and went full into my business that I have. I did not know any of that was going to happen. I didn't know that events were going to be happening. I didn't know that I'd be planning a retreat. I didn't know any of it. And even now, today, I'm at a new level of anxiety, because a year ago, the anxiety was about not knowing what the future looked like and not knowing what I wanted. Now the anxiety is about executing. And I want you to know that that discomfort never goes away. It's like new level, new devil, like they say. Every time you level up, there's always going to be something there. And we want there to be something there. If it were easy, we'd all be doing it. If it were easy, we would just flow through life and everything would be great and simple and boring. So freaking boring, right? We want new challenges and things that are going to push us, and we're going to learn different things. And that's so exciting. I don't know about you, but I get excited about this anxiety that I'm feeling. And I know that it means there's something great on the other side. And I'm feeling those emotions coming up. So if you are too, if you're today just sitting there and you're just like, oh gosh, like there's so much on my plate. The kids are back to school and I don't know what I'm doing. And I feel it. I'm with you. If that's something you want to navigate together, there is still time to join the sisterhood. The week modules and workbooks that we have are going to be so much fun. Like, it's really going to help you to dive into you. It is specifically for you. And I think that that's what's so unique about this program. And also, you'll be able to share it with other people. You'll be able to connect with other women who are on similar journeys, who are just feeling, you know, in the same place as you, not sure where they're going, not sure what they want. But knowing that 5 weeks from now, they're going to be in a better place than they were today. And even a year from now, things are going to look totally different. And that's my experience, especially with the year of confidence. If you take that step into the light of some sort, a year from now, your life is going to look completely different. It feels really awkward. It feels really uncomfortable. But if it felt comfortable, we'd all be sitting on the couch and making millions, and that's just not how it works, right? So I hope you have a wonderful week and that you're feeling inspired in some way today to figure out what it is that you want. Self-discovery is the key to confidence, and you can do it. You really can. And even now, just talking this out with you, I feel so much better. Can you hear it in my voice? There's just a little bit of relief because sometimes these messages that come out to me, I think are actually for me. They are something that I need to hear too. And so I hope that this helped you today. It's helping you to walk into this week feeling confident and excited to dive into something great. Because you have it in you 100%. I believe it in you wholeheartedly. And I can't wait to watch you shine. Have an awesome day. I am so grateful that we could connect today. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with a friend or on your social media and tag me so I can personally thank you for helping me grow this community and get my message out there. And don't forget, you deserve to embrace your truth. It's time to live life your way.